18 minutes is an absolutely brutal time limit, so I'm going to dive straight in, right at the point where I get this thing to work. Here we go. I'm going to talk about five different things. I'm going to talk about why defeating aging is desirable. I'm going to talk about why we have to get our shit together and actually talk about this a bit more than we do. I'm going to talk about feasibility as well, of course. I'm going to talk about why we are so fatalistic about doing anything about aging. And then I'm going to spend perhaps the second half of the talk talking about, you know, how we might actually be able to prove that our fatalism is wrong, namely by actually doing something about it. I'm going to do that in two steps. The first one I'm going to talk about is how to get from a relatively modest amount of life extension, which I'm going to define as 30 years, applied to people who are already in middle age when you start, to a point which can genuinely be called defeating aging, namely essentially an elimination of the relationship between how old you are and how likely you are to die in the next year, or indeed to get sick in the first place. And of course the last thing I'm going to talk about is how to reach that intermediate step, that point of maybe 30 years life extension. So I'm going to start with why we should. Now I want to ask a question. Hands up anyone in the audience who is in favor of malaria. That was easy. Okay, hands up anyone in the audience who's not sure whether malaria is a good thing or a bad thing. Okay, so we all think malaria is a bad thing. That's very good news, because I thought that was what the answer would be. Now, the thing is, I would like to put it to you that the main reason why we think that malaria is a bad thing is because of a characteristic of malaria that it shares with aging. And here is that characteristic. You know, I mean, the only real difference is that aging kills considerably more people than malaria does. Now, I like in an audience in Britain especially to talk about the comparison with fox hunting, which is something that was banned after a long struggle by the government not very many months ago. I mean, I know I'm with a sympathetic audience here, but as we know, a lot of people are not entirely persuaded by this logic. And this is actually a rather good comparison, it seems to me. You know, a lot of people said, well, you know, it's the city boys have no business telling us rural types what to do with our time. It's a traditional part of the way of life, and we should be allowed to carry on doing it. It's ecologically sound. It stops a population explosion of foxes. But ultimately, the government prevailed in the end because the majority of the British public, and certainly the majority of members of Parliament, came to the conclusion that it was really something that should not be tolerated in a civilized society. And I think that human aging shares all of these characteristics in spades. What part of this do people not understand? It's not just about life, of course. It's about healthy life. Getting frail and miserable and dependent is no fun, whether or not dying may be fun. So really, this is how I like to describe it. It's a global trance. These are the sorts of unbelievable excuses that people give for aging. And I mean, okay, I'm not actually saying that these excuses are completely valueless. There are some good points to be made here, things that we ought to be thinking about, forward planning, so that nothing goes too well, so that we minimize the turbulence when we actually figure out how to fix aging. But these are completely crazy when you actually remember your sense of proportion. You know, these are arguments. These are things that you have it would be legitimate to be concerned about. But the question is, are they so dangerous, these risks of doing something about aging, that they outweigh the downside of doing the opposite, namely leaving aging as it is? Are these so bad that they outweigh condemning 100,000 people a day to an unnecessarily early death?